Welcome to Art Hates Music, where we take our rational hatred of a song and we talk through it and hopefully learn a little bit about ourselves along the way. Like, why do we hate these songs so much? Who hurt us? I am your host, Artemis. Thank you for joining me. My girlfriend was right. She joked about it and joked about it and kept saying, "You're going to start a podcast during the quarantine." And I kept telling her, "No, I'm not. I swear I'm not. I have no reason to start a podcast." Yet here we are. I have started a podcast during the quarantine. But that doesn't mean it's random. I have had this idea for quite some time. The original idea was for this to be up on YouTube as a show where me and my friends get together and just shit on people more successful. But I couldn't find a way to make it work. So I retooled the idea, and it just made a lot more sense as a podcast. And so here we are. I'm starting a quarantine podcast. You win, Stephanie. The song we're going to be looking at today is Imagine Dragons' Believer. This song is the entire reason I came up with this idea for a YouTube show turned podcast. And after doing some research, I feel bad about how much I hate this song. I have so many thoughts about this song. And after learning what the song is about, I feel really awful about shitting on it. I'm still going to, because I still hate this song, for reasons I will get into. But it turns out it's not the vapid, empty song that I thought it was. There is an actual meaning behind the song, and I can't help but feel bad for how much I hate this song, now knowing that the song is about Dan Reynolds, the lead singer, his struggle with depression and ADD, along with anxiety issues, all of which I can relate to. Anyone who knows me knows that I can relate to this. Looking at the lyrics for the first time, I can see that now. But does it mean I'm wrong for hating it? This may not be a popular opinion, but I believe, no pun intended, you can write a song about something very personal and something that a lot of people can relate to, and it still come off as empty. And I think that's what's happened here with Believer by Imagine Dragons. So the song itself, it feels like a cheap ripoff of Eye of the Tiger. It's trying to pump you up, but the lyrics don't sound like they mean anything because he's not sounding like he means anything. And that, I think, is a big problem throughout all of Imagine Dragons' songs. And I actually started off a pretty big supporter of Imagine Dragons when they first came out. That faded pretty quickly once I realized they weren't this indie rock band. They were pop. They never said they were a rock band. They've been quoted saying they're not a rock band. But that first album had some bangers. Getting into what Dan Reynolds had to say about the song, he said, "This last year has really been the most centered and positive of my life. This song explains my realization that the emotional pain I faced the last few years actually helped me progress to this healthier mental space. That adversity truly is what helps you become a believer in yourself." Which is fine. None of that comes across in the vocals. I relate to everything he's singing about. I did not feel inspired at all. Some people, this may be their Eye of the Tiger. This may have helped them rise above their adversity, and that's great. I support you. I'm so glad this song spoke to you, and thank you for still being here thanks to this song. It feels hollow. Much like Demons by Imagine Dragons, Top of the World doesn't feel triumphant. Just every single song of theirs, it feels lifeless. It feels phoned in. And it feels very much by the numbers. And maybe it's just not for me. That's got to be okay, right? If it's for you, awesome. From a songwriting standpoint, this is going to sound really petty. The only reason the nugget that started me hating this song was the lyrical structure. Now, they've made millions more dollars than I have on songwriting. I've made like $16 as a songwriter. My songs have brought me not a lot of money. So, who am I to say what's right and what's wrong? But there is this basic fundamental of writing where you pick a structure and you follow it. It also has to roll off the tongue. The thing that bothers me most, and again, this is super petty, is the lyrics are as follows. First things first. The next verse is second things second. Third things third. Last thing last. I can't explain why it's bothered me so much for all of these years. It just has. And I even thought about covering the song just to fix it. Just to show how I would do it. First things first, next things next, third things third, last things last. Maybe it's just the second things second. There's too many syllables. And I know, it sounds really petty. There's just too many syllables. And Dan Reynolds has this uncanny ability to take his lyrics and sing them in the most annoying way possible. It comes up in like Thunder by Imagine Dragons, where he's like, Thunder. I don't know, this really like high-pitched, whiny question of a chorus. Well, in this song, I call it the hibbity-dibbity part, where he's like, I don't know how to explain it. Which is good that I have a podcast for not being able to explain it. But all I'm hearing during the bridge is hibbity-dibbity. That just angers me to no end. It really does. And I hate it so much, because all I can sing is hibbity-dibbity. And hibbity-dibbity's fun to sing, but that's not what he's singing. But this may be a case of the same complaint that I had with Taylor Swift for so many years. I've really come around to Taylor Swift recently. I can appreciate a lot of her music now. But my biggest complaint with Taylor Swift has always been she is an incredible songwriter who chooses to pair that with the worst sounding music. And reading off some of these lyrics, I'm starting to think Dan Reynolds actually isn't a bad songwriter. Apart from, you know, hibbity-dibbity and second thing second, singing from heartache, from the pain, take up my message from the veins, speaking my lessons from the brain, seeing the beauty through the pain. That's a great lyric. Why is that not coming across with the music on top? Perhaps someday Imagine Dragons will release something where I have that aha moment like I did with Taylor Swift, where it just all of a sudden clicks, the music's great, the lyrics are great, Dan Reynolds has stopped doing the hibbity-dibbity, and I think they're a great band. I don't know. I know that I used to have these similar feelings for Nickelback, and now, you know what? Unpopular opinion? Nickelback's not that bad. They are inoffensive, Chad Kroeger's not a terrible singer, and the rest of the band's pretty darn good. So, this is the hill I'm gonna die on now for Nickelback. You heard it here first. As said before, there is a lot to like about this song. the lyrics are actually pretty deep once you dig in and look up the lyrics, which is something I'd never done before. So I will give Dan Reynolds and Imagine Dragons credit for that. Lyrics, very good. Honestly, the drum beat, I like it. I've always liked it, and I've always liked the tribal beat sound that Imagine Dragons has always had, especially on their first album, where it was more prevalent. So, I gotta say, the only things I would change about this song are structurally. Not bad lyrically, drum-wise, pretty good. The rest of the music is nothing to write home about, if I'm honest. At least, that's just my opinion. But I can see why it's a hit. It may not be a hit for me, but I can certainly appreciate what they've done. Another positive thing I would say is, I can always appreciate when songwriters talk about mental illness in their music. I think it helps more people than we even realize. Music connects on such a cellular level. It's important to have that representation in music where we can listen to something that uplifts us and doesn't allow us to stew in our depression. So, good job, Dan Reynolds. As someone who can relate, I appreciate you putting this out into the world. There's a place for Imagine Dragons in this world. So maybe there will be a song that connects with me like this song has connected with so many other people. I'll be honest, for as much as I've hated this song over the years, I don't think I really hate it all that much anymore. Maybe just having an outlet to get this off my chest has been a good thing. I certainly didn't have as much hateful words for it as I thought I would at the very beginning. That's growth. But thank you for listening. I appreciate you tuning in. One thing I noticed, I say "and" a lot, which I'm going to have to work on. I cut out a lot more "ands," trust me. So tune in next time. I will be having Chase Keller from Lady Wisdom. The general idea is going to be each episode will be 30 minutes. It'll be 3 segments. I'll have a guest. I may sometimes do one without a guest. A shorter version where it's more ranty like this. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But thank you for listening to Art Hits Music, and we'll see you next time.